Transparency is key to this. At any time we see transparency within the system, that helps competitiveness, knowing where the glitches are. But then also, we need to bring back a lot of this fertilizer manufacturing to the United States. And instead of importing, where we see the Straits of Hormuz now are creating an issue, tariffs issue. So there's just so many different ways that we can handle this. But number one is bring those jobs back to the United States, locate some of these production facilities in the Midwest where we know we're going to use those products. One issue I've been involved in is making sure that the critical components of our fertilizer are added back onto the critical minerals list. And so this has been a big push. We've been successful in that. But again, bring those jobs back to the United States of America, provide jobs and more certainty for our Iowa farmers. Again, working with the departments, whether it's EPA, USDA, and making sure that those are included in our critical minerals list, because we do import. The war in Ukraine, because we do have a lot of those, the potash in particular, mm-hmm. coming out of Ukraine and Russia, that has been stymied now for a couple of years. So again, just focusing on where can we find those critical elements. And can we friendshore? If it's something that we don't have here in the United States, is what we call friendshoring, mm-hmm. Working with allies and partners to get those products into the United States.
And mentioning Canada, obviously USMCA is up for renegotiation. Any comment on what you'd like to see out of that negotiation?
Yeah, certainly. Well, we'd like to see it stay put. Any modifications or tweaks, great. Along the way, I saw Jamison Greer, our U.S. trade rep, the other day, and just encouraged him to continue pushing on this. USMCA is very important to Iowa. Our top two trade partners, Mexico and Canada.